Recently, one of the first books I wrote, called Brahmachari and Krishna Consciousness, was published in Tamil. What's it called in Tamil?
Krishna Bhakti
Il Brahmacharya. Krishna Bhakti Il Brahmacharya. Many thanks to Sri Giridhari Das Brahmachari and others for help in producing that. So, one of the first devotees to read this was another of my dear Brahmachari disciples by the name of Ram Keshav Das. And he asked me to speak more on this topic. So I shall attempt to do so this evening. Actually, I don't really have much more to say. It's pretty much whatever I had to say about it is in that book. But often we have the experience that we read something and then when we hear it again spoken, then we grasp it, we comprehend it. Have you had that experience? You read something and then someone says it in the class or when you're speaking with them and it just strikes you. Oh yes, now I understand. Another point is that even though knowledge may be in books, it needs to be spoken and discussed also. So you may think, all the grihasthas may think, okay, we'll go outside, no need for us to listen to this. But actually the basic principles of Brahmachari life, they are also to be practiced in grihastha life. And this book is widely distributed throughout the world within ISKCON, and many grihasthas have expressed appreciation of it. Because the important, like I say, the important principles of Brahmachari life are to be practiced within all the ashrams. After being trained as a Brahmachari, one can actually be a very good grihastha. That's the traditional system, that after training as a Brahmachari under the care of the Guru, then the Brahmachari will either decide to remain Brahmachari, Naishtik Brahmachari, or he will go home, samavartana, and then you'll become a grihastha. Nowadays that training is not there. Practically for children there's no kind of training in any kind of character building whatsoever. Brahmachari means training, education. Initially it means that time of life. Prabhupada often said that the basis of education is character training. But the modern schools, they don't care about character training. They just need to produce technicians who can do some technical job and they don't care what their character is. The whole society is simply based on making money. In Sanskritam, the word for money is artha. In Vedic culture, artha is also considered dharma, artha, kama, moksha. These are the chaturvarga, or the four goals of life. Dharma. Dharma means, what does dharma mean? There's so many different opinions. It seems to be a difficult word to define. Even different acharyas have given different definitions. Prabhupada always used to give the Bhagavat definition. Definition in Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharmam tu sakshad bhagavat pranitam. Dharma is that which is prescribed by Bhagavan. In other words, to follow the laws of God. Then dharma artha. From following dharma, the prescriptions in human society, then artha will produce. Artha means necessity. The requirements for human life. So food, clothing, shelter, and money, panam, money. And from, if then when one has these things, then there is karma, fulfillment of material desire. But that should be also done according to dharma. In conditioned life, we have so many material desires. Those desires should be fulfilled in a restricted manner according to the laws of dharma, so that we can eventually become free from desire and aspire for moksha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke of pancham purushartha, the fifth requirement of human life, which is Krishna prema. Jar age tuna tulla chari purushartha, in comparison with which the Chaturvarga, this dharma, artha, kama, moksha are all insignificant. Anyway, the beginning is dharma. And dharma is based on understanding the laws of God and following them. To understand the laws of God, one has to be trained, one has to be taught. That is taught in brahmachari life. And to follow them, one has to have sense control. So this is also taught in Krishna, in the brahmachari life, sense control. Because it is due to sense desire that we are trapped in material life. And without sense control, we cannot attain the highest goal of life. We are talking about artha, or our necessity. Brahmachari life is meant for understanding what is paramartha, or our topmost necessity. Paramartha means spiritual life. That is our real necessity. Now, traditionally, brahmachari life began very young, at the age of 5, 6, 7, like this. Brahmachari gurukule vasan danto gurur hitam. The brahmachari stays in the gurukul, the place of the guru. And he lives there not thinking how I shall enjoy myself, but he lives there to serve the guru. In modern life, everyone is trained to think about what is good for me, my benefit, selfishness. But the brahmachari thinks, guru or hitam, I'm staying here, how I can serve the guru. That is my aim. Acharan dasavan nicho, whose behavior is like that of a menial servant. And guru sudhrida sodhridham, with an attitude of very strong attachment to the guru. Srila Prabhupada often quoted how Lord Krishna himself accepted the life of a brahmachari. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone is meant to serve him. But to show to human society how we should live our lives, he also accepted the position of a brahmachari. Of course, he didn't really have to learn anything. His guru, his name is, who can say? Sandipani Muni.
Sandipani Muni.
It's described that his teaching Krishna was like the cloud pouring rain into the ocean. Because it appears that the cloud is giving nira to the ocean. But actually the cloud is only taking that water from the ocean, is completely dependent on the ocean. So the cloud is not really giving water to the ocean, it's taking and then returning. So in the same way, Sandipani Muni appeared to be teaching Krishna, but actually he was just telling him what he already knew. Now at this time, Krishna had already left Vrindavan. He was known as an aristocratic member of the, or a son of the aristocratic Vishnu dynasty. But it wasn't that when he went to Sandipani Muni, he didn't protest that I'm from a big family, that you don't engage me, you don't make me acharan dasavan nicho, you don't make me a humble servant. No, everyone has to be a humble servant. So brahmachari is supposed to do all kinds of menial services, fetching water. Those days there were no taps. There was, up until recently in India, there was one whole caste all over India. They were called water bearers, and they would just bring water. And that's their whole job. So bringing water, we were just discussing fanning the guru. No electric fan, so we have to fan. Even recently, one devotee was telling me how now he's very old, but in his childhood, in his youth, he was the servant of an elderly sannyasi, so he used to fan him all night in the summer, and then all day different services also. One devotee was telling that the way we used to, he's from Goryamat in the time of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, So he said, the way we used to serve the sannyasis, nowadays people can't imagine to serve even their own guru like that. So life of menial service. Krishna, he became caught in the storm in the forest when he was collecting wood. So collecting wood is a very menial service. In India today, only the very poorest people, they collect wood, isn't it? But Krishna was doing, very happy to serve his guru. And they would study, and in this way, they would understand what is the purpose of life. To study Shastra without service attitude, you will not understand. This is the proper combination. Study and service. And of the two, service is more important. Because even if one doesn't study Shastra, if he performs service, then Shastra will be, the knowledge of Shastra will be revealed in the heart. There are many examples of this. In the Gaudiya Math, that means our Prabhupada's Guru's organization. This is talking about 1920, 1930, like this. So one man joined who had good material education but no knowledge of Shastra. So he was very impressed by the lectures given by some of the sannyasis. And he thought, they're very erudite in Shastra. So he thought, he asked Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that you please have one of these sannyasis train me so I can understand Shastra. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, you go to Ram Das, he will train you in Shastra. So he asked different devotees, who is that Ram Das? So I said, Ram Das, he works in the garden. So he went to find Ram Das, and Ram Das was in the garden. And he, so this this gentleman said that, well, Guru Maharaj sent me to you to learn Shastra. He said, no, I think you made some mistake. I don't even know how to read and write. What do I know about Shastra? He said, but I know how to do service in the garden. So why don't you help? You see, pick up this garbage and help water and then dig here. So after some time, that man went back to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati and said that, are you sure you meant Ram Das? I mean, he's very good in gardening. He engaged me in gardening, but he didn't teach me anything about Shastra. But Sansar Sai said, I didn't make any mistake. You go to him and learn about Shastra. So then that man went back again. He said, Guru Maharaj said, I should learn Shastra from you. What can I speak? He said, well, it's Guru Maharaj's order, so you have to teach me. So then Ram Das spoke whatever he understood from hearing the lectures. And his realization was so strong that by serving here, then Guru is satisfied, Krishna is satisfied, and by serving and chanting, this is the perfection of life. So actually he had full realization without studying in the formal manner, because he was Sivanmukh, which means he had an service attitude. Yasya deve para bhakte yatha deve tatha guru tasyaite katita hyartha prakashante mahatmanaha. Please get the translation.
Yarakunde Krishna mele guru mele masayada nambike irukko avarku veda gyanam ellame avarude gyanam ellame avarude idhayathukkulla thanave kodukapadum.
Atashri Krishna Namadi Nabhavad Grahim Indriya Sivan Mukhe Hiji Vada Swameva Skurati Adaha. And give the translation.
Krishna Rude Namam, Krishna Rude Lirigal in Elame, Namurude Baudhika Puranga Vachinam Terendi Kumriya, other Terendi Kudam of Vina, Nama Seve Puramada, other Terendi Kudim, and the Seve Anadi, Namurude Nakin Puram, Kodama Kudya Seve Adam.
So if one has a very strong attitude of service, even if one doesn't study Shastra, then the essence of Shastra will be revealed within the heart. And even if one is very learned in Shastra, if there's no proper service attitude, then that knowledge will not help us very much. Just like Karna, he came to Parashuram for learning, came as a disciple to Guru, to learn the Astra Shastra, to learn about how to use weapons. And he served him very nicely. But he deceived him by lying to him that I'm a Brahmana. So he was serving so nicely that when Parashuram was resting with his head in Karna's lap and some severe bug was biting in the leg of Karna and blood was coming, He didn't want to disturb Parashuram. He was serving very nicely, but there was some basic defect was there, was that he deceived Parashuram. So by this time he'd already learned everything from Parashuram. But Parashuram cursed him that when you most need this knowledge, you will forget it all. So without service attitude, whatever we learn, it all becomes useless. All of Shastra is simply meant to teach us Jivesurupai Krishna Nityada. To be a servant, proper servant means Anyabhilashita Shunyam, free of any other desire but to satisfy Krishna. But we have so many desires. Hoya Mayar Das Kori Nana Abhilash. When we become the servant of Krishna, we get so many desires. So brahmachari life is meant for learning sense control. One learns sense control by living a life of discipline. Without discipline and self-control, no one can be successful in life. Without discipline and self-control, we're just like monkeys. Monkeys just jump around and cause a disturbance. Modern life, they're encouraging people to be monkeys. If you see students in the college, then they're just all shouting, there's not much difference between them and monkeys. Modern educational institutions are the perverted reflection of gurukuls. Instead of sense control, they're totally uncontrolled. So no one can lead a responsible life unless there's sense control. Now, like I say, in modern life, this gurukul system isn't really there. There are still some gurukuls going on, a few. I've seen some nice gurukuls where the boys are trained nicely. But nowadays there's a new kind of cheating system in which they call a school a gurukul and they just teach all secular subjects. And they teach them maybe a few shlokas from Bhagavad Gita also. But gurukul means one has to learn shastra. And actually training in sense control begins in the home, not in the gurukul, even before going to the gurukul. That's why it's said that the first guru is the mother, because the mother is supposed to teach all these basic principles of shishtacha to the young children. You have this word shishtacha, you know that word? Shishtacha. It means the... Shishta means the respectable people. So it means the behavior, respectable behavior. It means like sadacha. So nowadays, most people, almost no one has the opportunity to go to such gurukuls. Prabhupada wanted to revive this gurukul system. But actually all the centers of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness are meant for the same purpose. To teach everyone, whether they're young, old, male, female, whatever, what is the actual purpose of life and how to attain it. So the basic principle applies to everyone in every situation of life, that we have to develop love of Krishna. The basis of that is character training. Character training means there must be self-control and a very strong desire to become spiritually advanced must be there. So many young men are also being given the chance to start their brahmachari life a little late. After they've been through the perverted reflection of education, they make at the age of 16, 17, 18, 20, 25, whatever, take up the life of a brahmachari. But it becomes more difficult to do so because of wrong training. Nevertheless, the same principle applies. Now, the way ISKCON is at present, mostly the brahmacharis who are living in the ashram, they're not directly on a day-to-day basis under the guidance of their initiating guru. Of course, that's also a tradition. There's one system also. I mean, it's not that every boy would go to... Now, let's see, what are we saying here now? There are different kinds of gurus also. We find in Vedic tradition that many sannyasis, they used to travel widely and initiate, and then the training would be carried on by their senior disciples like Sripad Ramanujacharya. He traveled very widely and initiated many people. He also had many sannyasi disciples and senior grihastha disciples who would give guidance to other devotees. So those who are living in the ashram, they should follow the principles of brahmacharya life. Now, one feature of brahmacharya life is strict discipline. That discipline is necessary for sense control. And that was not only in brahmacharya life, in every ashram. In grihastha life also, strict discipline was there. Young men would get married, but they'd be under the strict control of their father and grandfather still. I've seen some big, rich businessmen of India. They may be like more than 40 years old with grown-up children, but they won't do anything without the permission of their father. Now the culture is changing. They're becoming, like I say, like monkeys, undisciplined. Brahmacharya life discipline, grihastha life discipline, and sannyas life means self-discipline. When one no longer needs someone on top of him to control at every moment, then one is fit for sannyas. Nowadays, people, they resent such discipline. The training is you should just do whatever you like, however you like, whenever you like, if you like. That's quite different to finding your guru all night, isn't it? But this idea of you do whatever you like, however you like, whenever you like, what is this idea? This is monkey philosophy. There's no question of sense control unless one accepts authority in one's life. But in the modern age, the idea is that we should just enjoy sense gratification as much as possible. So people are not interested in following in any authority, they just want to enjoy themselves. But the result is that they think they're enjoying themselves, but they're just like monkeys and they're not happy. So this brahmacharya life is the basis of civilized life. And those who have joined the brahmacharya ashram, they should be very serious. Actually, everyone should be very serious. Without seriously practicing Krishna conscious, no one can be successful. To do anything properly in this world, you have to do it with attention, in a responsible, dedicated manner. Just like a shopkeeper, if he has to open his shop. If he thinks, oh, I'll just sit at home all day, then there won't be any business. Right? Sometimes he may think, well, I don't feel like going today. Still he has to go. Otherwise there's no business and the people may come and find it's closed and then they won't want to come ever again because they think it's not reliable. So brahmacharya life isn't an escape from responsibility. Rather, one should be most responsible because we're engaged in the most important paramartha, the topmost necessity of life. Sometimes people think to become a brahmacharya or a sannyasi because they think, well, material life is just too much problem. So we'll join the ashram and easy life. Little bhajan, little bhojan, like this. In Oriya, there's one word, matua. Matua means someone who lives in a mut. Huh? So it's used as a disparaging term for a useless, idle, irresponsible fellow. But actually, devotees, they should be more busy than non-devotees. Because we have more important things to do. We have to serve Krishna. That doesn't mean we work in the mode of passion. But we should always be engaged. Whether that may be going outside begging, that is one of the duties of a brahmachari, to beg. Study, whatever it may be, we should always be engaged. Prabhupada writes here, a brahmachari hears only words concerning Krishna consciousness. The pure brahmachari engages fully in Hare Nama Nusankirtan, chanting and hearing the glories of the Lord. So sense control begins with controlling the tongue. And the tongue has a tendency to talk all nonsense. Rupa Goswami has written a very nice book, Sri Upadeshamrita, which in 11 verses encapsulates all the important instructions of bhakti, which ends with describing about residence at Radha Kund, which is such a high understanding, most people have no idea what it is whatsoever. That means to engage in the service of Radha, which is even more than serving Krishna. But you may not understand this. That's a very high understanding. So very high knowledge. And the first words, the end is serving Radha. The first word, the beginning of this Upadeshamrita is Vacho Vegam. This controlling the tendency to speak. Vacho Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udrapastra Vegam, Etan Vegam, Yo Vishahe Dhira, Sarvama Pimam Pritivin Sasushat. There are different vegas or urges of the senses. The urge of the tongue to speak. On and blah 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 rubbish. On and on and on. Yes, the same in Tamil. Whether we speak rubbish in English or Tamil or whatever, rubbish is rubbish. Then Manasa Vegam, we have so many desires in our mind. Then Jiva Vegam, we have so many desires for the tongue. Nice food. Then Udara Vegam, the Udaram, the stomach wants to be filled. The stomach expands. We find some people that their stomach just hangs out as they're accustomed to fill it up. Then there is one more very strong sense. The upasta means the genital, the desire to satisfy the genitals. These senses have to be controlled. Not such an easy job. One who can control the senses, he can actually be Jagat Guru. But this training is required. This is for Grihastas also. There's Grihastha Ashram. Grihastas also must be Ashram. Yeah. Grihastha should also be a Brahmachari. In the sense that Brahmacharati iti Brahmacharya. Brahmacharya, the real meaning is to be fully absorbed in spiritual life. So, of course, the whole living situation of Brahmacharis and Grihastas is different. But the essence is the same. We should make Krishna the center of our life. If one has the opportunity to be trained as a Brahmachari, that is very good. But whatever situation of life we are in, we should live our lives in such a way that we are not controlled by our senses, but we control our senses by engaging them in the service of Krishna. Well, as I said, already these things are discussed in that book, and many devotees have told me that's very helpful for their advancement in spiritual life. Actually, it's based on everything I learned from Prabhupada, and not different things, but more some details I also learned from seeing traditional life in India like this. Still, there is some spiritual culture here. India's spiritual culture is not dead yet. This chanting of the holy names is giving new inspiration. So everyone, whatever station of life you may be in, please chant Hare Krishna. Grihe thako, bane thako, sada hari bole dako. Whether one is a grihastha or sannyasi or whatever. Everyone, please chant the holy names. So we have some copies of that Brahmachari book. I might as well, having spoken about it, present it.
Yeah, we have some copies.
Yeah. So if anyone would like to learn more about this important subject in detail, that's available in that book. Are there any questions? What is it? Bhakti Yoga Il Brahmacharya.
Krishna Bhakti Il Brahmacharya.
Krishna Bhakti Il Brahmacharya. This book is available. And in English also. Oh, this one's signed even. This is someone's name, isn't it? So, any questions about this?
Is there a We needn't to bother so much for keeping this material body and soul. Does it mean that Krishna will take care of all of our necessities?
Well, what does Krishna say?
Krishna enna solra?
Who knows the verse? Well known verse.
Yaaruk andha padam theriyum? Romba prabalamana padam.
Ananyas chintayanto mam yojana paripasate yoga kshemam vahamyaham. Translation?
Krishna சொல்றார் யார் என்னுடைய பக்தியில முழுக்க தீர்க்கமா சஞ்சலமில்லாம ஈடுபட்டு இருக்காங்களோ அவங்களுக்கு என்னெல்லாம் அவங்களுடைய பக்திக்கு தேவையோ அதை நான் கொடுக்கிறேன், அவங்களுக்கு எதெல்லாம் அவங்க கிட்ட இருக்கோ அதை நான் பாதுகாக்கிறேன்னு சொல்றாரு.
So what does this mean?
So இதனால அர்த்தம் என்ன?
Means exactly what it says.
அதுல என்ன சொல்லியிருக்கோ அதான் அர்த்தம்.
Krishna is not cheating.
கிருஷ்ணர் என்ன ஏமாற்றது கிடையாது.
But one thing we have to understand, that what does this mean, this ananya chinta? We shouldn't think, I'll just put on tilak and then sit at home and Krishna was going to send me thousands of dollars. If we're fully dedicated to Krishna, then certainly, if we have the full faith in Krishna and we only act for His pleasure, then certainly Krishna will maintain. But generally we don't have faith in this and therefore we have to do something else. A few years ago, I attended Rath Yatra festival in London. And the parade finished in a park where there was some festival. And I was sitting with my friend and senior god brother, His Holiness Jayadvaita Swami. When one lady came up, in the West it's like that, there's no culture, that just women will walk up and start talking to men they've never seen in their life. So she said, I have a question. Said, how do you maintain? How do you live? And Jayadvaita Maharaj said, Krishna sends everything. He said, well, I don't understand. How do you eat? We don't do any work. And Maharaj said, Krishna sends. She wasn't very satisfied and she walked away. 2 minutes later, a devotee came with 2 plates of prasadam for us. We didn't know there was any prasadam arrangement, we hadn't made any plans, but just we brought some prasadam. So that's one consideration. Another is also from Bhagavad Gita. What is that? That Without, one has to work, because without working one cannot even maintain the body.
பகவத்கீதை இன்னொரு செயல்பாடு சொல்லும் சொல்லப்பட்டிருக்கு. என்ன அப்படின்னா, ஒருத்தர் தன்னுடைய சரீரத்தை பாதுகாத்துக்கிறதுக்காவது ஏதாவது வேலையை செஞ்சாலும், ஏன்னா எந்த வேலையும் செய்யாம ஒருத்தரால தன்னுடைய சரீரத்தை பாதுகாக்க முடியாது.
So where's the samanvay between these two?
இந்த ரெண்டுத்துக்கும் ஒரு நடுநிலையான ஒரு நிலையை எங்க போய் நாம்
samanvay, you know what that means? It means
balance.
Yeah. Where's the harmonizing of these two? Well, it's different for different people. The thing is, one who's always thinking of Krishna, he's also acting for Krishna. You don't, not you just sit and think, but
இதுல ஒரு முக்கியமான விஷயம் என்ன அப்படின்னா, யார் ஒருத்தர் எப்பவுமே கிருஷ்ணர் நினைச்சிட்டு இருக்கிறாரோ, அவர் கிருஷ்ணருக்காக ஏதாவது சேவைகளை செஞ்சுட்டே இருக்கிறார். அவர் சும்மா வெறுமனை ஒரு இடத்துல உட்காந்து கிருஷ்ணர் மட்டும் வெறுமனை நினைச்சுக்கிட்டு மட்டும் இல்ல,
கிருஷ்ணர் will provide for his sincere devotees.
கிருஷ்ணர் தன்னுடைய தீவிர பக்தர்களுக்கு கண்டிப்பா அவரே எல்லா விஷயங்களையும் கொடுப்பார்.
Even in my childhood, I read some books, lives of the saints, I mean stories of different saints in the Christian tradition.
நான் என்னுடைய குழந்தை பருவத்துல கூட ஒரு சில புஸ்தகங்களை படிச்சிருக்கேன். அதாவது துறவிகளுடைய வாழ்க்கை வரலாறு அப்படின்னு சொல்லி சில கதைகள், அதாவது கிறிஸ்தவ மதத்தை சார்ந்த மத போதகர்களுடைய கதைகள் அதில் குறிப்பிடப்பட்டிருக்கும்.
And there were some saints who lived on an island off the coast of England.
அங்க பார்த்தோம் அப்படின்னா ஒரு சில துறவிகள் இங்கிலாந்துக்கு பக்கத்துல இருக்கக்கூடிய தீவுகள்ல வசிச்சாங்க.
Lindisfarne, even today is called Holy Island, although there are no one lives there anymore.
அங்க இன்னைக்கு கூட அது வந்து ஒரு புனிதமான தீவா கருதப்படுது.
And every day a big bird would come with a big with a plate of food.
அங்க ஒரு துறை வசிச்சிருந்தார். அவர் அங்க இருந்தப்ப ஒவ்வொரு நாளும் ஒரு பறவை வரும், ஒரு தட்டு நிறைய சாப்பாடு கொண்டு வந்து கொடுத்துட்டு போவோம்.
Something like that Pakshi Teertham they have near Madras.
ஒரு உதாரணம் என்ன அப்படின்னா, பக்ஷி தீர்த்தம் இங்க சென்னை பக்கத்துல இருக்கிற மாதிரி.
It's a little different, but the same thing. There's
கொஞ்சம் வித்தியாசம் இருக்கு, ஆனா ஒரே விஷயம் தான்.
The point is, if we have full faith in the Lord, He will arrange.
கருத்து என்ன அப்படின்னா, நமக்கு பகவான் மேல பூர்ண நம்பிக்கை இருந்தது அப்படின்னா அவர் நமக்கு தேவையான விஷயங்களை ஏற்பாடு செய்வார்.
And actually, even if we don't have full faith, nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam eko bahunam yo vidathati kaman, even those who don't believe in God, He's also feeding them. Where does food come from? Not from the bazaar. Comes by the mercy of Bhagavan. Anad bhavanti bhutani parjanyat anasambhavah. All living beings subsist on food, and food is produced by rain.
எல்லா உயிர்வாளிகளும் தானியங்களால உயிர்வாழ்றாங்க. இந்த தானியங்களானது மலைகளால உற்பத்தி செய்யப்படுது.
பாஜன்ய யாக்ய சம்பூத யாக்ய கர்ம யாக்ய கர்ம சமுத்பவம். Rain comes from யாக்ய, and யாக்ய comes from prescribed work.
இந்த மலையானது யஜ்யத்தின் மூலமா வருது. இந்த யஜ்யமானது ஒருத்தருக்கு விதிக்கப்பட்ட கடமைகள் மூலமா செயல்படுத்தப்படுது.
Nowadays people are sinful.
இந்த நவீன மக்கள் பாவிகளா வசிக்கிறாங்க.
No rain.
அதனால மழை அப்படிங்கறதே இல்ல.
You have experience of that here?
உங்களுக்கு அந்த அனுபவம் இருக்கா?
வெள்ளம். Time to time it keeps raining.
அப்பப்ப மழை பெய்யுது.
You chant Hare Krishna.
நீங்க எல்லாரும் ஹரே கிருஷ்ண மந்திரத்தை உச்சாரணம் பண்ணுங்க.
Was what, I think it was about 1972, there was a tremendous drought all over Andhra Pradesh.
1972ல ஆந்திர பிரதேசம் முழுவதும் ஒரு மிகப்பெரிய வறட்சி ஏற்பட்டது.
So many millions of people were starving.
லட்சக்கணக்கான ஜனங்கள் வந்து அதுல ரொம்ப பஞ்சத்துல பாடிட்டு இருந்தாங்க.
and some leading citizens of Andhra Pradesh, they formed the Andhra Pradesh Drought Relief Committee. And they sent a letter to Prabhupada, who was at that time holding big Pandal programs in Hyderabad with thousands of people coming. And requesting that you ask all the people coming to your lectures to give something to donate to help these people. Prabhupada refused. He said, "This, you cannot actually help people like this." He said, "Instead of you asking us to help with your effort, you come and help with our effort to spread Sankirtan. And by Sankirtan, then Sarva Labhya, everything we require will be provided." Kala Sabhajantyaya Gunagya Sarabhaginaha Yatra Sankirtanam Eva Sarva Labhyo Dipadyate. Those who are actually intelligent, who understand what's going on, they worship Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is very good. Because simply by performing Sankirtan, everything is achieved. Everything will come by Sankirtan. But this increasing the sinful life, building factories and teaching people to have illicit sex, meat eating, gambling and intoxication, then you will get again and again tsunami, flood, drought, cholera, plague, and so many things. One after the other you will get. You will organize one relief committee after another. But the real relief committee is chanting Hare Krishna. You get complete relief from birth and death. Hare Krishna.